There's been a lot of talk and discussion in recent years around the so-called loneliness epidemic, and even to some degree around male loneliness. But in all this discussion around loneliness, and specifically male loneliness, I think a lot of the key points about male loneliness have been lost, because there's something very critical and very particular to male loneliness that sets it apart from a broader sense of loneliness. So if you're talking about the loneliness epidemic, what do people usually mean? They mean people without friends, people without partners, you're sort of stuck by yourself, you don't have people to communicate with, spend time with, this sort of thing, you know, conventional loneliness and the sense of isolation that arises from that. But if you're looking to construct an etiology, so to speak, of male loneliness, you have to go a little bit deeper than just that. It's not just a case of men not having friends, men not having partners, although of course that is a part of it, maybe even a big part of it, because there's something crucial, a crucial feature, if you will, about male loneliness that really makes it different. And that is that it never really stops, it never really ends. You see, generally speaking, for most men, with the exception of chads, supermodels, and what have you, their existence is predicated on their utility. It's just a fact of the world, or perhaps a sad fact, depending on which side of the argument you stand on. Men need to provide utility to the world broadly, to the people in their lives, of course, very specifically to women, and that is how men gain human company, broadly speaking. And then, if they're really useful, they'll up their chances of gaining female companionship, in a traditional sense at least. We're setting aside supermodels and chads here. But the thing about this, and the paradox, if you will, is the simple fact that regardless of how many times you've proven yourself useful as a man, as a consequence, you have garnered the attention of many people, you have a wife, a family, you have responsibilities. All these things, ultimately, are a form of busy work to push away the thoughts that you would otherwise have that you are, at the end of the day, alone, and utterly so. Because normally, people make that distinction between you have no friends, no family, no wife, no blah, 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 you're just alone, i.e. you're lonely in many cases, versus being filled to the brim in your life with tasks and never-ending responsibilities, and things that you have to do. But you have to ask the question, what happens when you can take a break from that? Now, I'm not just making this up, because I've experienced it myself in previous relationships where I was nominally together with somebody, but I nonetheless felt very alone, even more so than I would have just being completely by myself. And of course, I've had instances where I was by myself and felt alone too, that's normal. But even more to the point, I've known married men with wives, with children, who, in their quiet moments, in the moments of darkness, concede to themselves and have conceded to me that they're actually very, very lonely. And this panacea that we refer to as male utility is just a cover-up. And it took these guys years, and in some cases decades, these guys I've talked to over the years, to realize that after all this time, they had had the wool pulled over their eyes. By themselves, of course, but also by broader society, by human beings. Because they thought if they did the right things, if they proved themselves useful and helpful, that then they would feel less lonely. But as the late, great Robin Williams once pointed out, when he said, "I used to think that the worst thing in life was to end up alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is to end up with people who make you feel alone." And that's a situation that most men find themselves in. Men who superficially have the things that are desirable. They have the wife, the family, the kids, etc., etc. But as I said, all of that is just busy work, a distraction to keep you preoccupied and to make sure you don't confront the actual situation you find yourself in, that you are alone as a man, and that you always will be. Are there exceptions? Sure. And a lot of guys would say they don't even think about this because they get so much happiness and joy and contentment from their families, from their children, from their wives, etc., etc. But what happens if they lose the ability to be useful? Well, the picture can change quite quickly. Again, I've talked to many men over the years who've been married in relationships, and the worst stories I've heard, I have to be honest about this, are the stories where the guy was basically a utility, more or less, where he was a quote-unquote beta buck, even though the wife treated him more or less fairly. But the minute the man had problems with his health, everything changed, virtually overnight, because the utility was not being delivered anymore. And yes, a lot of guys say they get so much joy from their children. But even his children, I remember one instance of a certain man I talked to some years back, even his children started to look at him differently. Because his children, not his wife, his children viewed him not just as a father, primarily, but as a deliverer of goods. And these were $2, by the way, that he had. And when he fell ill to a very debilitating illness, which eventually he got over, by the way, but it took a long time, when he fell ill to that, even his own daughters no longer thought he was as cool as he used to be. Why? Because he couldn't deliver the goods. Now you could make all sorts of weird arguments and say, well, that might have been because of the mother's influence on her daughters, or he just chose poorly. This is a long-standing argument, of course, that people just choose poorly. Sure, I suppose. But the reality is that most guys don't have a lot of options. If your option is, in a traditional sense, between being totally by yourself and alone, something that most guys can't really deal with, and just having the background noise and living the so-called conventional dream, i.e. having family, kids, wife, blah, blah, blah. Well, most guys, if they have the latter option, are going to opt for that. But they're not prepared for the underlying reality of that situation, because they think it's fundamentally different in terms of the emotions they feel, their mental state, from when they were single and just by themselves. At the end of the day, the utility of a man remains his best asset. And if he's ever robbed of that, all the positive feelings that people have for him, specifically his wife, and even in some cases, his own daughters, his own children, these feelings can quickly evaporate. It's a bit of an illusion, this idea that men can remedy their own loneliness by engaging in the traditional stuff that they've always engaged in, which was be useful to the world, and you'll be rewarded. Now, you will be rewarded to some degree, financially, probably, and even in terms of just having human company, period, but the underlying feeling of being isolated, of being alone, of being fundamentally misunderstood, that will never go away. I've talked to too many men over the years, decades even, that confirm this again and again and again. In fact, the only people that get it over the years I've noticed have been men who've gone through it themselves, and men who can, at the very least, commiserate with each other on this unfortunate fact of male human reality. Because before that, if you're a young guy, you're blind to this. You're too lost in all the things that you're doing to gain utility in the world, to make yourself appealing, to make yourself attractive. And so you don't have time to think about the long game and the actual underlying reality of your situation. And later on, once you're in that situation, well, you're so busy half the time that you don't have time to think about it then. Until something happens, it can be anything. It could be a breakup, a divorce. Again, maybe you fall ill. And in those crucial moments, that's when you realize, wow, I've been doing all of these things, but that one feeling that I never wanted to have, that I never wanted to sense, that's still there. It says there as it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40, whatever it might be. And therein lies the rub, unfortunately. The only people who really get this are men who are A, honest with themselves, and B, frankly speaking, who have the experience to realize this. Most guys don't get this. They really think the solution to their loneliness, that sense of, if you will, cosmic aloneness, because that's really what it is at the end of the day, that somehow will always be remedied by simply talking to people, by having friends, and above all, by pursuing relationships, getting married, having a family. And if they want to do that, that's fine. But I don't think they should be lulled into a sense of false security. And remember, as I've said many, many times, relationships, marriages, they're like full-time jobs. The only difference is, at work, if you're lucky, when you clock out, is when you clock out. You go home, you chill, you watch a film, you play video games, you go for a jog in the park, whatever. In a relationship or in a marriage, it's never done. It's a full-time job as a man. Because you're always being tested, always being sniffed out for weakness to make sure that you are worthy enough of the relationship. You know, it's funny. Chad Williamson, of all people, made a video not too long ago, one of the few videos where he spoke actual truth, talking about Chris Bumstead. Chris Bumstead is a Chad Light and the six-time classic physique Mr. Olympia. He's a multimillionaire. He looks good. He's tall, ripped to shreds, whatever, right? And he made the point in this video, that is Chad Williamson, that Chris Bumstead was allowed to be weak in some moment. He was really under pressure, stress, and so he started to cry. But his wife didn't take umbrage at that. And Chad Williamson, unusually with some insight, because usually he's just playing his audience and not being honest, said something to the effect of, well, you know, the reason why he was able to do that is because he had reached so far into the clouds with his fame, with his wealth, with his looks, all these things. So he basically had money in the bank, essentially emotional savings that prevented his wife from looking down on him because of his never-ending success, his never-ending streak of successes as Mr. Olympia, as a businessman, the fact that he looks really good, all these things, right? And so he'd accumulated credit, emotional credit, that allowed him this one moment of weakness. But Chad Williamson, also correctly, was quick to point out that if you haven't done all the stuff that Chris Bumstead has, you don't have any of this credit. You have no emotional credit that you can expend. And so if you show weakness, emotional or otherwise, you are done. You are out of the game. And for most men, that's the way it is their entire lives. They're never going to be Chris Bumstead. They're never going to be some super rich, multimillionaire Chad. And so they never have that credit. The problem is, though, is we're all human beings, including men, that if you don't have that emotional credit in the bank, if you show weakness, she will instantly tear you to shreds internally, and she will look at you in a completely different way, and her perception of you will forevermore be fundamentally different. That is the reason, among all the other reasons I've cited, why men will always be alone. It's not a temporary thing. It is the default state. Whether you are actually alone physically, in relationships, married with kids, whatever it might be, that feeling, that sense of cosmic loneliness, that will always persist. That said, I take solace in the fact, and I know some other men take solace in the fact, that at least there are men out there who understand that. You might feel a certain way, but at least you know you're not the only one. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it'd be much appreciated. Hit the like button, leave a comment, subscribe if you're not yet a sub, share the video with other people, much appreciated. Until the next time, I wish you all the best. May the gods watch over you if I'm still alive. Until then, take care. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.